It was pointed out that the Muslim population in America is growing significantly. Sam, you referred to that a few moments ago as well. And under President Obama, a large number of the refugees coming to our country were identifying as Muslim. Now, in November of 2015, towards the end of his time as president, there was an article in the Washington Times, and this was the title. The title was, quote, U.S. discriminates against Christian refugees, accepts 96% Muslims, 3% Christians, end of quote. The author of that article pointed out that of the thousands of Syrian refugees being accepted to our country, only 3% were Christians and 96% were Muslims. Now, in an interesting turn of events, an article that I read earlier this month in the Washington Examiner has this title, quote, In switch, Trump favors Christian refugees 6-1 over Muslims, end of quote. The author in that article, Paul Bettard, writes, Since the fiscal year began, 60% of new refugees admitted into the United States have been Christian and just 13% Muslim. Dave, I want to go to you on this one. What is your reaction to this major shift in refugees under the current administration?
Well, Isaac, one of the things we need to recognize and need to never forget is that immigration policy reflects priorities. It reflects a nation's priorities, and it certainly is a strong indicator of a president's priorities. And under the Obama administration, the president was merely being, in those days, consistent with his philosophy. Many of those listening to this program right now will remember the now very famous speech where the president said, America is not a Christian nation. In fact, if we were to calculate the number of Muslims in this country, we could be considered one of the world's leading Muslim countries. And he constantly demeaned the Judeo-Christian background of this country. Now you come to 2017 and 2018, we have a different president, Donald Trump, and his immigration policy reflects the priorities that he believes, and I'm going to say it this way, the priorities that are consistent with the founding of this country. So we are a Judeo-Christian nation. We were founded upon such. And so my response to this dramatic shift is that it cannot and will not be anything but good for the United States of America.